A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode contains spoilers from the UEFA Champions League exclusive patron episode released on Friday the 3rd of March. If you are a patron and you're yet to listen, you have been warned. If you're not a Patreon, then what are you waiting for? Help support the club from as little as $5 a month at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
We're in Barcelona for the build-up of Ashwood City's Champions League debut.
Christensen scrambling to clear it and fails to do so. Kevin now with his back to goal. Broom has another go saved again. Akufo blocked, has another goal! First blood, Ashwood City! The new boys rock the new camp. Lewandowski to level things up at the new camp. Lewandowski, it's wide! This fabled stadium is shocked to its core. The Ashwood City fans, sun-drenched and delirious, pitch themselves as the scoreline remains unmoved. Well, they beat Barcelona, they beat Maccabi Haifa, but AC Milan are proving to be a much trickier opponent for Ashwood City in this Champions League campaign. And Tonali wants to take the corner, and does so, deep into Giroud, who sends it back across the box, and Brahim Diaz makes it 2-0 AC Milan. And they're putting this game out of reach. Ball has come loose, and Ante Rebic can pick it up, and Ante Rebic can make it 3-0.
A humbling 4-0 defeat in Milan, a defeat to Barcelona at home. The Rots, briefly held with a 1-1 draw against Milan in the home leg, finds them just ever so slightly with their own fate in their own hands. And so, as millions on this earth do, they come to Haifa, in the shadows of the slopes of Mount Carmel, the holy mountain, not as pilgrims paying penance, but as prophets of their own destiny. The scripture and faith of Ashwood City Football Club could bestow upon its believers another holy chapter, if the gods of football allow it so. That thought, Billy, because news is coming from the new camp. The AC Milan have taken the lead.
Oh my!
Meaning that all Ashwood City need is one goal to secure a point and qualify from the group alongside AC Milan. Goodness me.
And I tell you what, Peter, I think we found
out. Here comes Emmanuel Rivière for Ashwood City. Up for the corner.
He's a big guy, Peter. It's land of the giant stuff for Ashwood City here. This is what you want. This is the drama, isn't it?
David Luna stands over the corner. Every single Ashwood City and Maccabi Haifa body is crammed into the box. Only the referee remains outside of it. Luna swings it in deep. Dufour heads it back across the box to Emmanuel Rivière! Round of 16 for Paris Saint-Germain v Ashwood City.
how to get the right kind of performance out of his lads.
He's definitely getting the right performance out of this man, Akin Adeyemi. Muscles Lionel Messi off the ball and looks to play it long to Ivan Loy. Great if he can get on the end of it, and he can get on the end of it.
Oh, he's taken that so well.
And he's wrestled his way past Ramos. And Ivan Loy here sees Donnarumma off his line.
Tear up the script. Throw out the spreadsheets. Put away the calculations and... ball goes out to Verratti, who lifts it in deep. Neymar keeps it in. Messi has found space. Neymar has found Messi. And Messi has found the woodwork. Stephen Black thumps it clear. And that is it. Full time in Paris.
It's formidable. It's intimidating. It's joyous. And almost threatening in equal measure.
It's not a place I'd like to visit when it gets like this. Those steep walls of the I Better the North Stand. You feel like the whole place could come tumbling down on you in some cacophony of noises.
Ugeli slips it down the line to Neymar, who's gone very wide. He cheeks inside and gets it back to Makelele, to Messi, and now Vitinha, smothered and hounded and bullied off the ball by William van Ginkel. Booted clear, banished into the PSG half.
You tell him, William. Look at that.
Long ball up by Donnarumma.
Headed down by Mbappe to Nuno Mendes.
Plays its entry to Messi, who offloads it quickly to Neymar. It's off the post. The ball finds its way back to Nuno Mendes. Skilti has gone down with an injury. Marcelo holds his hamstring as he closes the ball down. In comes the cross, collected by Rivière.
Hold it, Emmanuel. Hold the ball.
Axwood bodies picking themselves off the ground, summoning every sinew of muscle to carry on. But they won't need to. Impossible. This was supposed to be unconquerable, insurmountable. But the football gods did not equate for this ragtag bunch from Kent. Hollowed out in January, torn to shreds by the vicious finances and politicking of the modern game. Everything stripped away, but the skill and fight of a noble few.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Sorry, no cunts. This is a cunt-free zone. Thank you.
Woody, it's me, mate. It's me.
Hey, I know that.
Oh, for God, just let me in, please.
What are you doing? The coach left without me, and I tried to get a taxi, but all the roads are just completely jammed.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, God, yeah, terrible. Some vomit on the floor, and I stepped right in it.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
Well, I didn't mean to. Hey, but you meant to get into my fucking car with it. Take your shoe off.
Oh, mate, I'm chilly, you know? It's cold.
Not in my toasty car, it ain't. Shoe off now.
Out the window. I don't know.
Out the window, or I'll kick you out. Hopefully into a puddle of fucking vomit. Might as well chuck the other one out now.
Way?
I can't have one without the other, can I? Just go back to the shop and say you only need one shoe.
Doesn't work like that, I don't think, mate.
Of course it does. What if you only had one leg?
Vomit, eh? Oh, poor guy.
Hey, poor guy. Must have shoved 9 pints into his poor belly. Who could have seen that coming?
Fucking hell.
Great. Vomit, now phlegm. Anything else, Willie? Perhaps you'd like to shit your pants and piss yourself too. Tell you what, why don't you spunk into the glove box?
Oh, sorry, mate. Just such a chill in the air at the moment, isn't there? I've got the sniffles, I think.
The fucking sniffles. Jesus Christ. Move out the fucking way!
It's Patrick's car in front, isn't he?
Hey.
Who's in there with him?
Jace.
How come?
Because apparently we can't even have a nice wee drive by ourselves anymore.
They were being a bit off tonight, weren't they?
Yeah, they're being weird. Something doesn't smell right.
Yeah, it's the vomit. No, I think that bloke had the chicken tikka pie.
No, I meant Patrick and Jess. And it's not a chicken tikka pie, it's a chicken balti pie.
Is it? I always thought it was chicken tikka.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? Well, now I've got to find out.
Hello.
Pal, what do we serve in the usual food outlets? Is it a chicken tikka pie or a chicken balti pie?
Chicken balti.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Wait, Woody.
See? Told ya. What's the difference? I thought balti was just the way it was cooked.
Balti is the dish it's cooked in, eh? I think. But, no, balti's got more veg in that, in it.
Right.
Peppers and onions and all that shit.
I thought that was a jalfrezi.
Well, it can be both.
So what's a booner?
Foxy, a booner just means the meat is fried.
Rather than what?
Rather than done in the fucking balti dish. Jesus.
Have you ever had a Rogan Josh?
Right, get out.
What?
Just fucking get out. I don't want to be playing guess the fucking curry.
All right, fine, I'll stop. Jesus Christ. I think that,
If this is about fucking curry, I swear to God, pal.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm just... I think that, with everything going on, what you guys have managed to do with this place, this club, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Ah. Hey.
Well. Thanks.
No problem.
I mean, look at it out there. This just doesn't even seem possible, you know?
Shall we listen to some sweet tunes?
Good God.
No? You got me wishing I was in Patrick's car.
Welly, what are they talking about in there?
What?
Well, you said something was up, you know? With Patrick and Jess?
I'm not sure, but it's deep. Deep and complicated.
Ivan.
Ooh. Ivan Lloyd scored another goal. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, Ivan.
Ooh. Ah.
Ivan Lloyd scored another goal.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, oh, for fuck's sake. Hello.
Pal, what do we serve in the usual food outlets? Is it a chicken tikka pie or a chicken balti pie?
Chicken balti.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Wait, Woody. What a weird bloke.
I've always said this. Fucking weirdo, mate.
Right, should we pick another song?
Nah, Woody ruined it. I'm over it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to listen to the expert analysts react to the fact that we just knocked out PSG?
Yeah, let's do it.
And it's amazing for the players and the fans. Of course it is. It's a stay of execution for Sir Patrick Nolan. Mm. But the execution is coming. It is coming. Believe me. And it will be brutal when it does. It will be absolute...
That's enough of that. He did remember the Sir, though.
That is a bonus. These windows are blacked out, right?
Yeah, almost completely. Not a single one of these lot know the value of the target in this vehicle.
Value of the target? You're not JFK, mate.
No, I'm not. I'm not. And if I was, I wouldn't drive in an open-top vehicle in a Republican state with an open carry policy.
It is a good shot, though, isn't it?
What is?
The JFK thing. You ever been?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you get a full tour of it and everything.
Of the book depository or whatever.
Yeah.
Christ.
But yeah, it's a bloody good shot.
It's probably a German word for that.
For what?
You know, an impressive thing, but housed within a really awful thing.
I think that German word might be Jürgen Klopp.
Would be nice if that kind of nuance was applied in football, but, you know, that's the nature of the big fucking stupid beast. Move out of the way!
And what would this level of nuance uncover about Ashwood City, then?
I mean, okay, so I'm biased, but it would, you know, if you dive deep enough, it would show that I'm doing a good job in the circumstances.
Pretty deep fucking dive, that one.
See, this is the stigma again.
Stigma? What stigma?
This is the stigma I get. British owner, been around a while, doesn't have oil fields or natural gas or some Wall Street bank.
You're not.
I'm not what?
You're not playing the victim, are you?
No, I'm not playing the victim. You know, I get it. I do. I get it. I understand. I've got money. Others don't. But, like, you know, I mean, when you think about it, what money do I have, really?
Well, inherited wealth, stock options, properties and, oh yeah, a Premier League football club.
Well, that is the assessment of someone very optimistic about the Premier League football club in question.
What do you mean?
Well, that football club is borrowing £300 million plus interest. And not 2019 interest, 2023 interest. Shitty interest. It owes lenders, it owes investors, in a couple of cases it owes sponsors. It owes HMRC. Yeah, it owes HMRC not just from its current owner, me, but from its previous owner and the previous owners before that. It's bottom of the league. It has no discernible market assets in terms of talent, not for a few years yet, anyway. It has an unstable fan base, as you can see, and it's based in a city that has the most significant negative growth in Europe outside of Ukraine, according to the Telegraph. So let's reevaluate. What do I have, Jess? What do I actually have?
I'm going to say this for the 20th time, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to buy the club.
I know. But I only know that now. A year ago, it was a no-brainer. Now everything's fucking changed.
I heard something in a lunch meeting I was at the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me that you were going to make a big move.
What?
You heard what I said.
What are Welly and Woody talking about back there?
Don't deflect.
No, I'm serious. They look like they're shouting.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, help me out.
No, it's what? Fucking hell, Will.
What did I do?
It's let me out, not help me out. Why the fuck would it be help me out?
I
right,
don't know.
Again.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Says ourselves, go on, Willie. Under pressure, nice. Together, under pressure. Pressure.
And hold. Click.
Okay.
Nice. See, got there, didn't we?
Yeah, finally.
I can still smell that fucking vomit, you know.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You spoken to Broomy? Has he managed to hang himself with his Carabao Cup winner's medal yet? Like one of those weird wanks that famous people seem to do.
Ah, bloody shame, though, wasn't it? You know, the Carabao final. 60 years since Newcastle last won a trophy.
Jesus. Awful, really. I don't know if it's a sign of how fucking mad we've gone in football, or how much we look down on the EFL, or how much that Bobby Robson-worshipping, Alan Shearer-wanking football club sense of entitlement has given them fucking amnesia, but they have won a trophy, pal. I saw Chris Hughton lift one, and Rafa Benitez too. Or does that not count? Because it's winning the championship. Elite clubs can't compete in it, so it don't count. Well, it does fucking count. It's a trophy. It's silver. It's shiny. It's trophy-shaped. It's a fucking trophy. Sick of it.
Right, yeah, of course. Kieran just left me a voice note, actually.
All right, I'll just
I'll play it. You don't have to, honestly. No, it'll be nice to hear from him, won't it? I really can't be arsed listening to
him. What a fucking result for you, boys. Fucking incredible, that. You made Neymar look like a fucking donkey or something. Like one of those Brazilian donkeys, you know. I am proper fucking buzzing for you lot. I'm even like a bit jealous, believe it or not. Danielle were telling me off because I'm proper screaming house down, you know. Yeah, Carabao Cup winner, mate. Carabao Cup winner. See my fucking shot when I came on. Best save Carrick's ever made, that. Couldn't believe it. Oh, mate, honestly, right, I had my heart in my nose when I hit that. Because it were like, that's fucking in, that. That's fucking in. And then it won. So, yeah. Anyway, I can't bang on too long because Harry Maguire is crying in showers again and it's my turn to check to see if he's all right. Football, mate. Honestly, not that you'll know soon enough. Back to Oz or yours on your fucking farm or whatever. I'm dead pleased for you, not.
I'll listen to the rest of it later. He's waffling on a bit, isn't he? Bloody hell, Kieran, shut up. But yeah, Carabao Cup. Did you watch it, mate? The Carabao Cup final. Did I watch the Carabao Cup final? Well, I watch EFL games, I watch European games, I watch Eastern European games, and Asian games, and African and South American games. I watch women's games, I watch non-league games, under-21 games, I even watch the fucking MLS. Course I fucking watched it. Okay. What was that about at the end? What you said at the end, Welly? Well, I didn't mention it just because... the chief exec restructure you guys are doing, I'm calling it a day, Woody. A day? What do you mean a fucking day? I'm calling it a day. And I'm calling it a fucking load of shite. What the fuck are you talking about? Come on, who is it? It's West Ham, isn't it? It's fucking West Ham. Typical. Fuck me.
No, it's nobody. Right?
There's nobody. Seriously, I'm getting out of the game. Oh. Wait. Well, I don't think it's good for me. Or my family, you know? Right. Are you okay with that? Of course I'm okay with that, pal. I'm not a cunt, for fuck's sake. I never really seemed of that much importance. Don't be a twat. What? I'm serious. And I'm serious. You've been a twat. Of course you're fucking important. But I... No, that's enough. Good for you, mate. Good for you and the whales. Thanks, mate. So what's it going to be? A new life. A physiotherapy farm. Oh, what now? It'll be like a rural retreat, you know, where you got to keep busy and run the farm while you stay with us. So lots of sporting clients and whatnot. But you also get plenty of treatment and that. And yeah, that sort of thing. Called Get Well Soon Farm. You get it? Fucking Jesus. Do you get it, though? Of course I fucking get it. It's not the Enigma code. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can't wait. Well, next time I break my leg, I'll be sure to pay you and your goats a visit. Get myself working. We're excited about it, you know. Get back to Oz. Get the kids into school where they're not getting beaten up if Ashwood City lose, you know. But hey, that's nice, pal. Really, I will fucking run you down, you cunt! Fucking get out of the way! Fuck's sake!
Who's beeping?
Woody.
Yet another distraction.
What is?
Woody's beeping. You still haven't answered my question. You're making some big move?
It's just people gossiping.
Is it? Is it actually?
Look, it just... fucking... I... Look, Jess... It's important that you listen to me now. Yeah, properly, all right? With or without relegation, there are hard times ahead.
I know. It's going to be shit. Fine. Whatever.
No, there's shit. And then there's galactic-level shit.
We're used to shit.
Yeah, we're used to dog shit, cat shit, sheep shit, whatever. This is fucking Godzilla's shit, all right? And all this... Patrick's big move. I'm not important in this situation. I've got a stake in the place. You know, I have the only stake in the place. The place has my debt and everyone else is all dumped into it. I am tied to this thing no matter how it ends. But it's the German word thing, the tiny impressive thing hidden right down inside a terrible thing. That's you. and Woody and... Well, actually, there isn't really anyone else. It's you and Woody, all right? Don't let this fucking thing ruin you. Just don't.
You're being mushy.
I'm not being mushy. I'm being a calculating cunt, all right? This is a warning. Consider your options. Always. Don't look up.
Why don't look up?
Because you'll see Godzilla's asshole. Squatting over Dartley Park.
You called it Dartley Park?
No, the Credit Master. Fuck, I meant the Credit Master. What now, Woody? Would you like to know what sandwich options we have?
Pal, look to your left.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Jess. What the fuck are you doing? Just saying hello. We're not FaceTiming the fucking grandparents.
What do you want, Woody?
Just look to your left. It's about 10 yards or so ahead of you.
Yeah. And?
Do you remember when ASG first visited, like, 5 years ago or something? We had that goods entry closed off because of all the Nolan non-graffiti.
Right.
Well, that's it. There.
Right, what's your point, Woody? Because I don't really want to go down that particular memory lane.
Well, that lane leads right round the back of the stadium and would put us on the B road that goes to the mini roundabout.
And then onto the ring road.
Yes!
Oh, you genius.
I don't know, it has cones in front of it.
Oh, no, it has cones. Oh, not the cones. Shut up, Welly. Drive, Patrick. Drive!
Here we fucking go.
I'm right behind you. Warp speed.
Yes.
Warp speed.
Yes. So long, you cunts.
Oh,
hey, Ivan!
Ivan Lloyd's got another goal!
2, 3, 4!
Go on, Willie!
7, 8!
Hey, Ivan!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.